previously on. That's not interesting.
Wait, I'm not done with that.
Ow, Tamil, you just bit me. What the fuck?
Welcome to That's Not Interesting.
Hello, everybody. I'm Alan.
I'm Sheriff.
I'm Alan, and we also have Mike is here.
Hi,
where?
I'm Mike.
Pablo are here. And
Pablo's.
Lear is here. We got plenty of grapes. Stop by if you want some grapes. Just shout
all
out
of our fancy
we can hear you.
We'll just throw grapes out the window.
Unusual weather we're having.
I think it's actually seasonal.
Seasonal, that's what I meant.
It is seasonal.
Seasonal.
Unusually seasonal.
Well, yeah, unusually seasonal. Nicely seasoned weather.
Yeah.
This is episode, what did we say, 855? 855, guys. Any, is that a significant number to anyone?
Any issues with that?
It's how old my grandfather was when he had me.
When he had you do what?
I can't talk about that.
It's frankly none of your business, actually.
Well, today
that
we're...
was the year that the Mormons invaded Normandy.
Mormandy.
Yeah.
The Mormons invaded
Mormandy.
Mormandy. Mormandy, Utah.
The landing at Mormandy Beach.
On the Great Salt Lake.
I thought they stormed it.
They stormed.
Stormy.
The weather was really.
Oh wait, I thought
they
were
stormed.
Storm and Norman Schwarzenegger. Oh, you want to tell you served up breakfast this morning?
And there was a nail in my egg sandwich. It was a really small nail.
Yeah,
like a three-penny
like
nail or like a
no,
bar
small,
nail?
Like
a
upholstery.
Like a tack?
Yeah, like a
what'd you do with it?
It looks like a tack.
I threw it in the garbage.
Actually, even smaller than that.
Makes sense.
So.
Where did you get breakfast?
Here.
Here.
So you made it.
Yeah,
and
there was a nail in it.
I put it in there.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. I really didn't. I was worried.
It must have
it.
Been inside the roll. It must have been baked into the roll, because it couldn't have gotten into
those
an
rolls
egg.
Those weren't baked?
You think it was in the
yeah.
egg, maybe?
How could it be in an egg? Has a
I
chicken ever laid
like,
an
what
egg
if a chicken
with a nail
ate
in
a nail?
It?
And what
if
a
chicken,
if a chicken
ate
a nail and laid an egg?
No, because it wouldn't
it
go
be.
Out the chicken's reproductive tract.
I mean,
I don't know anything
about
chickens.
But if it was like
chickens.
Inside the chicken, then just kind of like things got jostled around.
I mean, we still don't know which came first, the chicken or the egg.
It's
so.
True.
Yeah.
Or the
that's
nail.
True.
So,
so maybe it was in the
well,
egg. Maybe it was in the egg, and then the chicken hatched and had the nail inside of it, and then it laid the egg. The chicken laid the egg that you ate.
So it's the second generation egg.
The nail was in the other
nail.
Egg first. And then...
transferred over.
Yeah.
That place.
Where did you find it? Did you find it in the egg or in the bread? Or just in your mouth?
Well, I don't know, because, like, you know how the yolk, like runs, right? So, like, I can't tell its source of origin.
Yeah, it's tricky.
But say, on
it was covered in yolk.
On a scale of, like, one to...
a nail and an egg.
Let's go to percentage-wise. What percent do you think you came to swallowing that?
Who knows if I didn't swallow other nails?
Well, you may have swallowed other nails. I didn't think about that.
How many
nails
do you think
I
were in that sandwich?
There might have been a whole fucking Home Depot in there.
I guess I'll find out tomorrow, if you know what I mean.
Was it just silver, or was, did it have like a color on it?
It was like metal. I don't know.
Metal.
So is the nail still here? Let's see.
Yeah, let's see.
I threw it away. I probably
should
have.
Oh, you
should have
kept it.
I was
just
going
to
it's evidence.
No,
it's a shame that you threw it away, because we could have posted a picture of it to our new Twitter account. That's not podcast. Is our Twitter handle?
Why don't you just
take a picture of it now from the trash can?
Twitter at
yahoo.twitter.
I've taken the trash out. So
have you really?
Wow,
yes,
okay, does anyone else?
I think this is suspicious.
This is a little.
And the trash man already called. Go outside right now.
Jeez. This morning I vomited a top hat into the toilet. Oh, I flushed it down.
I'm gonna take a picture towards the direction of the
trash
can.
Yeah,
we can
zoom
in later.
Yeah,
we'll post that on that.
Yeah.
That works.
We can get the hackers on it.
Right,
they can find it.
But that actually.
Do you want me to hold my hand in front of it so you can add to there's a nail in the picture?
That actually echoes a.
Yeah, you had the screw.
A story that I had, actually, when we had pizza when we were living out in central PA.
Wait, what's our email?
Oh, we now have an email, too. It's That's not interesting podcast at gmail.com.
Dot Yahoo. Dot.
Dot X. EXE. DOS. Run DOS.
Can you spell that?
T H A T S N O T I N T E R E S T I N G P O D C A S T at gmail.com. We also have a website, that's not interesting, com.com. So.
Can you spell that one?
T H A T S N O T I N T E R E S T I N G C O M dot C O M.
Do you spell the dot or is it just like an actual dot?
You actually have to do. I believe we had a former email address where.
One of the email addresses was.
Was .com. Spelled with the dot, right?
It was that's not interesting. No, not interestingpodcast.com at gmail.com.
That's if we know what it is, why can't we get into it?
It seems that Jeff has lost the plot.
Don't ask me. I'm just. Hold on, I got no beer.
So, what's the theme of this episode?
Pointless statements. How to make them, and how to, and what goes into one, and how to craft a perfect one.
What is pointless?
Yeah. What is pointless?
I just sent the email.
You're the Twitter.
Yeah. Let me know if it went through.
Did you email Twitter?
No, I emailed the T H A T T H I S N O T. INTERESTING at gmail.com.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So
do you spell out the at, or is it the at sign?
It's just the at sign.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What?
So yeah, check. So see if it went through.
Yeah, check the email.
Oh, sure, I'll check. Oh, wait, we have two emails.
What?
While they're flooding in.
There's one from Pablo.
Wait, if you read the emails, that means it's the end of the episode. Though.
Oh, he took a picture of the outside.
That's evidence.
That's evidence that there is a trash can out there with a nail that was in the omelet.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
I see. Yeah,
I think we can infer that there's a nail in the trash can.
Tweet that out to our followers, and they'll know what to do with it.
All right.
You may know there are no trash cans in that picture.
No,
but it's in the direction
of outside.
Don't
try to throw us off the track.
There's a picture of outside. We know there are trash
cans
out there.
We're on
to
you.
But does anybody else have a similar story? Has anybody else ever found anything in their food?
Yeah, he had a piece of pizza.
And it had a screw in it.
Like a tiny machine screw, you know, the not pointed kind.
Oh, yeah.
It probably came from, like, the stand mixer or whatever on the counter.
Where did you get the pizza?
What was the name of the pizza?
It was Old School.
Old School Pizza in Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Directly across the street from Lycoming College. I believe that was on...
Don't at me, Old
Fourth
School
Street?
Pizza. Yeah, it was.
I found a toenail once in a smoothie.
No!
Get out!
Whoa.
Wait, did you...
How do you know it was a toenail and not a fingernail?
Yeah,
I inspected it, because I was at first not sure, because I was like, there's no way.
So you can taste the difference.
But it was real, and it was from Hip City Veg.
Oh!
I had a Hip City Veg one too, actually.
What? You had what?
I found something in my City Veg, yeah.
In your
did you order the toenail sandwich?
No.
Yeah, you're going to want to stay away from that one. I wouldn't trust
no,
it.
No, I actually was trying to be...
too crunchy.
No, it was... I usually go for, like, the junkiest foods there. I went for an udon noodle salad, and there was a piece of, like a... You know those red straws that they give you with coffee sometimes?
Yeah, like the mixers.
It was, like, a piece of that in the noodles.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
So
gross.
We're really putting them on blast here, but Hip City Veg, get
that's one of our sponsors.
Get your shit together.
It's something extra in what you ordered.
That's well,
did you say something or what? What was your reaction?
What?
Flip the table?
No, I just kind of
shoot
it
away.
Yeah, I was like, I'll deal with this. And
yeah, I mean, how much shit is in shit you eat?
I mean, a toenail is different than
exactly.
A piece of straw, though.
We're built
that's
to.
True.
Yeah, well, I mean,
like
you ate that nail,
straw,
didn't
straw
you? You ate the nail.
Admit
it.
I saw it and it was like, that's gonna be great.
I licked my lips. I was
she
like,
got some hot sauce in her. No, but really, I mean, the toenail, I say,
the truth with nails, you gotta do it like a shot.
It's the most disgusting.
Yeah.
With all the
nail and screw, I think, are both the most dangerous.
Mine is just what whatever.
It's an inconvenience.
It's inconvenient.
And it's gross. It's unsettling. It's not nice.
Yeah, but it's not the worst thing in the world.
And that nail was too small to kill me.
I don't know, man. I don't know what
honestly,
sharp object.
What happens to your intestines when you ingest a nail? Like
you
that?
Go to it goes to the Mutter Museum in that drawer.
That's true. They do the.
So I should have eaten.
Yeah, that's not a bad
big up to the Mutter
end of the line for anyone. Or anyone.
And listeners, go to the Mutter Museum if you haven't. It's a wonderful place in the city of Philadelphia.
How much money have they given us for that sponsorship?
That one's pro bono.
Mm. You're welcome,
we
Mutter Museum.
Like some free tickets.
Yeah,
yeah.
Swag.
Yeah, I think you know where to email us at.
Email us free swag at the email address someone mentioned before.
Yeah.
Tweet us and spell our email just correctly, and we'll let you know.
Be able to check it.
We'll let you know where
we'll
the Mutter Museum is located.
We'll randomly pick a winner.
Yeah, we can randomly pick a winner.
Yeah.
We can have a contest.
Yeah, we'll do a contest.
So if you're listening right now, email us what you'd like to know.
And some videos. Send us videos.
Yeah, send us lots of videos at twitter.com. We are at that. What is it? At. That's not podcast. Yeah. Here's a question.
Wait, is that part of the email address?
The at. That's the Twitter.
At that's not podcast. That's our hand. Our Twitter handle.
Yeah, that's. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think we're going to reach a point in time when there are so many Twitter accounts created that will run out of available
Twitter names?
No.
No.
No. No?
Because they're making up new letters all the time. So the possibilities are growing.
Who's they?
Oh, I think we know who they are.
You know who they are. The people at the Oxford New England Dictionary.
No, it's Jeff Bezos.
Amazon?
Yeah.
I remember. All right, let's switch topics here and talk about our earliest memories of Amazon.com.
You know what they should do is like phonetic spelling. As a candle. Like, there's so many options there.
The upside down E with a line?
Yeah.
Mm.
That's a great story of your earliest memory of Amazon. I'll tell you mine. My mom called me and told me she sent me something. Like she's trying to help me out with school or something. And Mom, if you're listening, I love you. And she sent me a textbook that I had mentioned that I needed. And she called me to see if it had come yet, and I was like, no, it's not, I haven't gotten it yet. She's like, why hasn't it come yet? I ordered it on Arizona.com. This is before I knew what Amazon was. That's how long ago. This must have been 34 years ago.
Yeah.
Everyone was calling it Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona.com. It's crazy, isn't it?
Arizona
they started,
is getting a lot of phone calls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they started as a jean company, so like, they made jeans for moms.
You used to be able to go down to the Arizona shop.
And also the
yeah.
iced tea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Iced
tea.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, do you have some notes you want to talk about? Okay. So, let's get down to brass tacks here.
Or a tiny nail.
Too soon.
Sorry about that. Big ups to, all right, today's topic is how to craft the perfect pointless steak.
Mm.
We got to define our terms here.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. That's how we should start the episode. Let's rewind. And if you were listening,
you should probably
stop listening.
Try it here. Let's do a nice clap
together. Stop listening and start listening again now.
Clapping
and
clapping
pretend
back.
This is a new episode.
Really fast.
Okay. It's
5 minutes.
Just you're writing listen. Stuff down. Oh, I know what you're just thinking. Okay, I feel what you're doing.
Everything okay over there?
We're good. So I want to know your thoughts on what it means. What is a pointless statement?
Mm.
Like, give me some examples of a pointless statement. Let's define our terms. What do we mean by pointless? Lacking point.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah. Thanks for that.
Yeah. No point.
So
not having a point.
But what the
I'd
fuck
say,
is the point
yeah.
of that? It's something you would say in response, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what is a give me an example of a pointless statement. Someone say one to me.
Like if you had a pointed statement and
pointed?
You removed the point from the statement, like the part of the statement that was the point, you just took it out.
Well, a point full statement is telling information
pointful?
To you.
Is it pointed or pointful?
It's pointful.
Pointy.
It's pointful.
A pointy statement.
Pointful.
Okay, you're not giving me an example.
It could be something that's redundant, like a redundant, you know, something that doesn't have to be said.
Or it could just be something that everybody
like
knows.
Like this popcorn is
or
popped
it could be
corona.
Like,
yeah.
It could be something that doesn't have to be said. Like if someone already said it.
Right, something that's self-evident.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
like, are you done with that?
And I wasn't finished with that.
I think it's time to bring in regular Phil.
Hey, we haven't seen regular Phil.
That's because he's dead.
What?
Another one! Oh, my dust.
People are dropping like
we're
flies
cursed.
Around here.
What happened to
Why
regular
are we
Phil?
Cursed?
He died from being ignored.
It could happen to any of them.
It's going to.
Wait, you're gonna start ignoring me?
Not now, but later.
Can you tell me when? I want to plan for it.
I can't. It's just, these things, they just organically develop.
Oh, so he died a natural death.
Yeah.
How old was regular Phil?
You know, regular, 40s,
regular
age.
Regular age,
yeah.
Yeah,
just
right.
A regular age.
Regular age guy. Just a regular age guy.
Like your average age?
Just regular.
Regular
yeah.
Age.
Yeah.
I loved going to get
that
gas with him.
Is
we always get regular.
Mm.
Oh.
I always have a small chuckle about that.
Is that different from like me?
And when they asked him how much gas he went in, he just,
like,
just
like a
regular
amount,
amount
right? And I love going to like fancy coffee shop with him because he'd always be like, can I just get a regular coffee?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You'd do that on the reg.
Yeah.
Good dude.
Ah, Phil.
Good dude, Phil.
One's for Phil.
Yeah, rest in peace, Phil.
Take care.
Bottoms up, Phil. Godspeed, you regular dude.
Just a regular speed.
Regular God. What does Godspeed mean anyway?
It's as fast as God goes.
Yeah.
So you're going Godspeed.
So, that like
so it's
speed,
like you're
going
to take 7 days to get somewhere?
Is it like Godspeed?
Is that, no, it's Godspeed. And is it like light? Years and light years? Like, what's the speed?
Why would it be light years?
Is God speed
faster
than
light years is
light
supposed
speed?
To be the fastest speed.
Could God
according
speed
to who?
So fast that God would have to arrest himself?
Put him under
we're
citizen's
so
arrest.
Here's pull that. Over me! I'm under arrest!
Do you know how fast you were going, me?
Do I know how fast I was going? I'm under arrest. I gotta get back to Godward.
Step out of the car, please.
What kind of car does God drive?
A cloud?
Like no, it's a Honda.
Mazda?
Hondas don't go light
Mazda
travel.
Zoom, zoom.
Zoom, zoom. Yeah, that's a weird commercial.
Uh-huh.
So a pointless statement is like...
Everything you've just heard.
We've been documenting this online for years.
Incorrect. I beg to differ. I think that what we're doing is what, as advertised, is not interesting. What... I think that's different than having a point.
What does it mean to have a point?
That's what I'm getting at. I want
to. I don't feel
to
like
to give
you're
information
that.
To provide information.
Okay.
To what end? For
but
what
what's
reason?
What's information, man?
But is that the only kind of point?
No, can't be.
Emotional content. That's
mm-hmm.
information.
I think everything's, I mean, it's all information. I mean, that's,
everything's
that's
information,
the,
man.
Yeah, so, I mean, but and then once you break it down from there, what, I mean, even pointless statements are contained information, so what is the difference between
so I think the question is,
it?
Like, what is the point?
Mm-hmm. Is that what you're trying to ask us?
No, I'm asking you, how to craft a perfect pointless statement.
Is there such a thing?
I don't know.
I don't know if is any statement pointless?
Mm.
I don't know.
Unless
give
it's just gibberish.
Give me an example of a statement and I'll tell you if it's pointless or not.
I'd like to build on what you said. Unless it's just gibberish. So if it's like a hot dog mishmash kind of shit.
The hot doggiest mishmash.
To not bring hot dog mishmashes
into the server.
Oh. Big hello to Laura, my dear friend, who helped coin the international craze of hot dog mishmash.
Hot dog business. hot dog.
Well, business, that's got a point, right? It's making money.
Yeah, you're in.
Yeah. Hot dog business is big business.
It's booming.
Yeah.
But hot dog mishmash should not be involved with this at all.
The bun business can't even keep up with them. Yeah.
Well, I'm saying that.
You nailed it.
They really can't. Well, no, they're trying to get out ahead, which is why there's 8 buns in a pack and 6 hot dogs in a pack.
Yeah.
Always
just trying.
I never thought of that.
Maybe those other 2 buns, are they pointless?
No, they're not.
They could be, but they're investing in future hot dogs.
Mm.
Which
I
recommend doing.
I have to pee.
Who's in the bathroom now?
You know what to do.
Should we just sit here quietly until Jeff returns?
I think that's respectful, yeah.
Yeah,
business report.
Let's have a moment of silence.
A business report.
We should be investing in hot dogs.
We should be, especially
yeah.
now that no one's managing our
I think we should invest in buns. I think now's
buns.
The time to buy into buns.
I think Jeff
buns.
Peeing is the least
God.
Pointless
buns.
Thing that has happened tonight because it's just like a bodily function that needs to happen.
Sure, that's
yeah.
accomplishing. And so,
yeah.
Does someone benefit from this?
Wait.
Does this
I know
accomplish
it's like the most natural.
We're getting something done here, but who's in the bathroom?
Who's in the bathroom now?
Who's in the bathroom?
Oh.
It's Jeff.
Oh, my God. You know, are you sure? How do you know?
Snacks
is also in
there.
In there.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Who else is in the bathroom?
As far as I know, that's all.
It's only.
What's the name of the baseball guy in the bathroom?
Don Mattingly.
Don Mattingly is in the bathroom.
He's in the bathroom.
He's in there with Jeff.
It's also a painting of a toilet in the bathroom, which
I like that, yeah.
Really
yeah.
like, and I'm always disappointed people don't comment on it.
I actually do really like that.
I always want people to be like, I think it's hilarious that you have a picture of a toilet.
I'm in the setting, I'm in the scene, I'm here, yeah. Oh, it matches so perfect. It's right on the nose there.
Is it 2 on the nose?
No, not at all. I was surprised, delightfully surprised.
Should I hang it in a different room?
Maybe next to the oven.
Yeah.
Right.
Put it in the fridge.
I've been hanging above over the window.
Yeah. Holding up to your neighbors, actually.
Facing out.
Facing out. Yeah.
Hanging on the front door.
Send it off with Luna to her new family. Put it in her cat house.
It's for you.
We convinced her to get rid of the painting. No, don't get rid of it. It's beautiful.
So it being like, you know, I like the color purple on a bunch of trees. No, I like the color purple macaroni and cheese. Ruby red slippers on a bunch of trees.
Why is that pointless?
It doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
But it rhymes.
So you're saying that things
yeah.
that have a point have
so
to make
aesthetic.
Sense.
So there's
yeah,
it's
yeah.
aesthetic.
It's
aesthetic.
I guess in a way
and...
that is a pointless statement, though.
It's pretty pointless.
Yeah.
But is the point to create,
even,
like, a nice sound?
I mean, yeah.
The words sound nice together.
It is
so
from
that's the point.
They don't all sound nice.
They're
not all pleasant.
Yeah.
I thought those words were pretty nice.
Yeah, they're nice. And they're very evocative.
Well, purple macaroni and cheese isn't that nice.
It sounds
beautiful.
Does it
sound beautiful? I don't think it sounds that beautiful.
I disagree with that. Well, wait, you need to confirm this for me. You're saying that a pointless statement has to make sense. That's what you just said.
No, I'm saying a pointless statement doesn't make sense.
No, I think a pointless statement
doesn't
make
sense.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So,
but not all pointless statements don't make sense. You can just say something fucking stupid and unnecessary to say. Like, we get in the car and you're like, we're in the car now. That's pointless,
yes.
right?
That's a
right.
day-to-day pointless.
That's a good point.
But pointless
but it's also pointless
obvious.
Because everyone
yes.
who's in the car who hears the statement already knows that they're in the car.
Yeah. It's
so
not any new information.
You know,
it's that no one benefits,
you know
right?
Yeah, no one benefits.
You don't
know.
Yeah, you don't know. Like, what if you're with a person who's, hard of hearing or a visual...
A hard of hearing
but they
person
know
knows
they're
in
the car.
Fucking car.
Blind, you mean?
What if
are they blind?
What if they can't make sense of a car and they don't...
Well, then it wouldn't be a
pointless
statement.
Car
wouldn't,
you know?
Then they don't benefit from the statement that you're in a car.
Right. You'd have to explain what a car is first.
Maybe they're just trying to open up a conversation.
Yes, I agree.
Create that dialogue, yeah.
So I met Tamela because she was my Uber driver, and
she didn't know she was in a car.
Worst.
I don't know where she was talking about her.
We were not talking about that.
Yeah, we talked
Uber driver.
The Uber driver's fine, but the person we talked about in the last episode.
Yeah, I think we promised we would never speak that way again.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, he took that blood oath.
Oh, the blood oath. I knew there was something.
I knew there was a reason I did that. Ay, ay, ay. What was that blood oath for again?
Yeah, you guys do a lot of blood oaths. I'm actually going to talk to you about
it's
it.
Hard to
how
keep
do you?
Track
yeah,
of
how do you keep track of that?
Well, it's because I'm always bleeding.
You guys don't even write down your passwords. Like, I'm supposed to believe that you manage all of these blood oaths. Like, I mean, I hope you did.
Well, I'm constantly bleeding from the mouth from eating nails. So I have a fresh supply.
I know it's not about you. I know
yeah.
it's not about you.
I think that, like, as long as one person keeps track of each oath, so that way, like, if someone breaks it, there's always someone to kill them.
That's what a blood oath is? I didn't realize that's what I was signing up for.
You signed up for 20 of them. Hands on the back, first episode.
75 of them, man. It's...
Did you
really? Have, we have to kill people?
Did you get on that list?
That's how it works. I thought you guys understood. See, this is why I didn't say it, because I thought it was a pointless statement. Because of how you called it.
Let's talk about the history of blood oaths.
When was the first time that we all took a blood oath?
No, let's go further back. When was the first blood oath?
That we took?
I think we invented it.
No, vampires did.
No, it predates vampires.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, when you're being very anthropocentric.
It's prehistoric,
here.
I'm sure.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that it predates human society.
Listen,
it's
I might be anthropocentric. Oh, did you say squirrels?
She did. We have a sponsor. Time for our sponsor.
That brings us to our first actually paying sponsor. At the low price of $0. Squirrel traps. Trying to trap squirrels? Get a squirrel trap.
Here's a scenario for you.
I've heard they're good for that.
I'm sick of these fucking squirrels!
What's that?
What is that?
Squirrel trap.
Last time we said I was hoping it was like a sponge cake. But it was,
Are you hungry?
No, I just like sugar.
I've been using squirrel traps ever since I was 17. And
worked every time?
Every single time. It's great. This one time I caught the squirrel and I let it go.
Yeah, they're no-kill squirrel traps. If you want to kill the squirrel, you can.
Might
that's
you,
on
though.
You after
that
you trap it, right? Like, squirrel traps is not trying to kill
what
squirrels.
Kind of monster mm-hmm. would do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you set him free, right?
Yeah, the squirrels, they just go free.
To just go.
Well, why do you trap them in the first place if you're just going to set
get
them
out of here.
Or put them in here.
On my fine car.
Yeah, because you want more of them. Bring them inside.
Are your walls really quiet?
Do you want there to be more of this?
Squirrel traps. Bring them home. Knock a hole in the drywall.
Knock it straight
let
out.
Let them go.
Release them from once they came.
Turn your attic into a squirrel hotel.
Or your neighbor's attic.
So squirrel traps, yeah, they're a great sponsor.
They're really good, right?
And everything.
I got a squirrel traps t-shirt.
What's it look like?
It has this picture of a squirrel... tail as it disappears into your wall.
Wow.
It's really cool.
I will go.
Trap on there or anything.
No mention of it. There's no traps at all. It doesn't even actually
doesn't have any words
on
it.
No, it's just a picture of a squirrel.
That is brilliant marketing.
People will get the idea.
Well, I'm just shouting on the corner street. They're going to have to hear about it.
I when I lived in West Philly on 47th and Chester, I woke up one morning to a squirrel at the foot of my bed who had broken into my house.
Mm.
And I screamed.
I thought he fell through the ceiling.
No, he came through the through the ceiling, but he made his way to my bed.
Oh, I was under the impression the ceiling hadn't come down.
Why? Just because I said there was a squirrel in my room doesn't mean anything. Like,
well, she livened up the story a little bit. It happens.
Because the way you told it was kind of pointless.
Yeah.
A disarmory. I think it had very much a point. I'm sorry, I'm looking for something.
You're freaking me out.
I'm looking for something.
What are you looking for?
I was something I was looking for.
For fuck's sake.
Anyway. So I want... So we haven't gotten anywhere yet. We haven't developed the criteria in with which one makes a pointless statement.
I felt we've made some serious progress on that.
Yeah. I think we were kind of like homing in on something.
How? In what way?
No one benefits or gains new knowledge or something that helps them out in some way.
Yeah.
It's an obvious statement that everyone already is presupposed to agree on and doesn't need to be stated. That's so far, I think, as far as we've gotten.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
That's
good.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty... I think we've accomplished a lot more than...
No one seems to want to roll the existential viewpoint that everything's pointless into this.
Well,
everyone's been pretty quiet about that.
Right?
Yeah.
Should we talk about the elephant in the room then?
Yeah.
The pointless
elephant? Is there an elephant in here?
I just see squirrels.
I was just getting
all
these squirrels around
you. It's right behind you. No, really, there is an elephant room.
I'm not going to. I shouldn't look. Don't do it. I don't want to make it feel uncomfortable.
I want to introduce a new segment to the podcast called Guess the Random Wikipedia Page.
Oh, nice.
How do we play this game?
I mean, I think once you read the biggest words, you'll know what it's about.
Now we will click random article, and he'll describe what comes up without using the words that are in it, and we have to guess what it is.
I'll click a random article.
This is like charades,
and then I'll read a random line from it.
Okay,
try not to hit the keywords if you can.
And listeners, you can tweet us at That's Not Podcast on Twitter and see if you can
guess
what it is before we do.
I will mail you a dish towel.
Thank you.
And that's a promise.
Take it away.
So the first clue is, other scholars suggest this change occurred later in 390.
390? Oh, is this like some Roman Empire bullshit?
Yeah, it sounds Roman to me. That's very,
Is this about the Mormon invasion of Normandy?
No,
Mormon.
That would have been...
855.
Oh, that's right.
That would be crazy.
Christianization of the Roman Empire.
Right, we couldn't chance our luck with that one.
No. I mean, I guess you could say,
you know, what isn't, really?
Yeah.
It happened around then, I guess.
I think it was earlier than that.
Is this about the movie Time Cop starring Jean-Claude Van Damme?
I'd love to see that.
I would like to see that.
390. Something with Rome? No, nothing with Rome.
Yeah, thumbs
are
up
we
or
Ottoman?
Thumbs down on Rome.
Rome's a part of the history.
Mm.
Are we Ottoman?
No, not yet.
I don't think you've ever been on
it. Okay.
Do we know if it's an event or is it a place? Do we already ask me?
Is it a concept?
Yeah.
It's a place.
Person?
It's a place.
A place.
Is it in...
Macedonia.
Close.
Troy.
This is like Persian, like wars with Persia.
Probably at some point. I'm not reading this whole fucking article, man.
Well, read us another thing.
Do you know what the headline is?
I know what the headline is. In 70 CE, much of the population was killed or enslaved.
Pompeii?
No.
70? Now we're at 70?
Yeah, it's been around for a while.
We got a nail stuck in there?
It's all those nails.
Okay, so we're talking about...
a city. We're talking about a city?
Yeah.
And it's in...
It's not Rome?
It's not in Italy.
It's not
modern day. It's in modern day Spain. The modern day.
Is it Alexandria?
Oh, is it Jerusalem?
Close.
Is it shit? Oh, is it in Syria?
I don't think so.
Iran?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Iran?
Yeah, I don't know. You know how these old things translate into.
Is it the Romans burning Jerusalem?
No, it's not in the Vatican.
It's a place.
Oh, it's a place.
Is it Canaan?
It's like something like that, yeah.
Is it,
So were we biblical?
It's biblical.
Bethlehem. That's the nature of Israel.
That's New Jersey.
That's Bucks County. Bucks County.
It's Lehigh Valley.
Is Bethlehem in Bucks County?
I don't believe that's correct. I think it is in Northampton County.
Is it really?
Bucks County is very big, from what I understand.
It is quite big and also very rich.
Yeah.
Just like how I like my men.
Big and rich? Is that like a country big?
Quite big and very rich.
Well... This is pointless. We need another hint, sir.
Really? I don't think you're gonna get it.
I also don't think we're gonna get it.
Wait, did we establish where the place was?
I think
it was
in Syria.
In the Bible.
Is it in Syria?
No.
Maybe.
Oh, what's the city? I'm trying to think of it.
Damascus?
No.
Jinx.
It is used as a geographic term, revived by the Israeli government in the 20th century.
Oh!
Collusion.
No. I know what it is. It's the... shit, what are they called? Stop it. They call it the... It crosses through Israel, Lebanon, and Syria.
What do I know?
Wait, isn't it kind of like the root word of an entire religion?
Could be.
Think
about that.
Islamabad?
No.
Judea?
Yes!
Oh, wow.
That was
it.
His turn.
We're gonna need to close that in.
They call it.
Oh, yeah. We're at 4%, guys.
Ooh, the clock is ticking!
4% on the back.
Get it out of here!
Yeah.
How do you get to 4%?
Hurry up.
Alright,
so I just click on something that's on this page?
Click random article.
Yeah,
okay,
like
you can tweet at us at...
Do we need
That's not
right
podcast.
Right behind you.
That's
not gonna happen.
Oh, here
actually.
We go, random article, okay. Hurry up, the computer's dying. Where does this thing go?
Oh, jeez.
Let me go this way.
Go that way.
Alright, guys, tension.
I don't like this one, I'm gonna take a different one.
The suspense.
Ooh,
I hope you get one on Stanley Tucci.
I guess I hope that too now.
Have you ever seen the show Wire the Blood? The British show that he's on?
No.
Really, I think it was him. It was a really, really good show. Really attractive. Wanted by his, I don't know, ghosts and shit. I might have made it up.
The West.
Remember when he played Julia Child's husband in Julia and Julia?
So why are you in Detroit?
That's the one. Oh,
you guys,
yeah.
You can't look.
Yeah, we can look.
You guys are cheating.
We're not cheating.
All of you cheated.
Collusion!
But...
This is not fair! I'll say it again.
If somebody is cheating, does that make a game pointless?
Yes!
Yeah, especially for the person who's cheating. Am I right?
No.
What is that, like a moral lesson?
Yeah. Unless you're playing poker and making a bunch of money, I guess. It's a victimless crime.
Cheating at poker?
Yeah. Well, at a casino, not like with your friends.
Because you would never do that to friends.
It's not a thing friends do to each other.
I just remembered that I don't need to take a lunch to work tomorrow because I have... leftover Thai food that in the fridge at work from Friday.
Gross.
That's pretty nice.
That is a long time away.
I'm going to say that's unofficial, not interesting.
Yeah, no one's interested in that.
Yeah.
Everyone's the opposite of interested in what you just said.
Thank you for listening. Mike, what's the holdup?
You're never going to get any of these ones that are coming up.
Oh, you never know.
Okay, here we go. All right.
Yeah, somebody will cheat and it will be fine.
All right. All right, I'm going to start reading some stuff here, okay?
Yes.
Chris Abani, Catherine Obianuju Acholoma.
The Levant is the word I was trying to fucking say. That's the word I was trying to say.
ISIL.
But that's not.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Mike.
Where was I? Let's see. Toyin Adewale, Gabriel Funso Ayajina. Tolu
Season
Ajayi.
Of Walking Dead?
No.
So it's a list of something?
Solomon Babalola, Lindsay Barrett, Philip Bego, John Pepper Clark, Michael Echeruo, Amma Toritsero Ede, Femi, Fani, Coyote.
Wait, what exactly is going on?
It's a list of contributors.
Peter.
That's not interesting over here.
They're all gold level.
Apparently this turned into a fundraising episode.
You can join.
We want to thank
Aji Garba Gashuga
for that $300 donation.
That was great.
Yeah.
Obo Abba Hisan Johnny.
Been a day oneer.
John
yeah.
J.
Day one listener.
All right, I think it's time to pause.
Okay.
You don't want me to keep reading.
I don't think it's helping.
I want to take some guesses.
Yeah.
Are these people that have won a prize?
Some of them probably have won prizes. Yeah. Not all of them though.
They're from a certain nationality.
They are. Yeah.
Have they won the same prize?
Japanese athletes.
It's all
no.
junk mail.
I'm junk mail purveyors.
No, I don't think any of them are junk mail purveyors.
Then who cares?
Good guess, though, guys.
Well, I mean, sometimes people keep that shit secret.
Odia Opemun, Dr. Tanore Ojaide, Gabriel Okara.
This is the silver donor round.
Diego,
once again, we can't thank
Yodo.
You enough.
It's at the 250 level.
Christopher,
keep calling
without your help. We would not be able to do that.
Ben
it's very interesting.
It's like $13
Ola
a month.
Son, Ola Dapo.
They get a tote bag.
Dennis
yeah.
Osadebe.
Just some money.
I've got a tote bag I could send you.
Okinba Launko, a.k.a. Femi Osofi-san.
Okay, so it's the African
That's
country.
African, yeah.
Kenyan,
Nigeria, maybe?
Nigerian is correct.
All right.
And Nigerian
Are these football players? Are they soccer
Nigerian
players?
Academics.
They're not athletes?
Close, academics is closer. They're not
scientists.
Authors?
No, they're not scientists.
They're
my
authors.
Authors?
Journalists?
Musicians?
More specific?
Musicians?
More specific? No, not musicians.
They are...
Are they poets?
Yes, Nigerian poets.
Wow. Good job, man.
I'll just have a round up for Nigeria.
Look at us, Jeffrey, the two African countries we know.
Yeah, we got this.
We got this. Hashtag.
Hashtag we got this. Squad goals and shit. Alright. Round three.
Hearts are racing. I guess we gotta find another good one, though.
So,
dead air. Is it time for a another?
Does
sponsor?
Anyone have?
Yeah.
We, oh, okay.
We're currently being sponsored by fundraisers.
Oh, that's
mm-hmm.
nice.
Yeah, they
that's good.
Part of their funds, I guess, they raised maybe for us.
We also have some really good interns that are giving us money.
It's all apparently interns, and local delis. Usually you're somehow involved,
okay.
They bring food, right?
I'm glad it's for a good cause.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're getting fed, yeah. It's awesome.
It's great. I guess all kinds of causes,
mm-hmm.
even ones that aren't great.
Oh, really? Oh.
Pointless ones.
Yeah, just like...
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should have looked into this before we took that money from them.
I don't know about that. I mean, it was just money, though, right?
Who are they affiliated with, though?
We have no idea. Just anybody that does
network.
A fundraiser, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But it's a shadow network of volunteers. I
oh,
mean, how
friends.
Bad can they really be? Right?
Oh, friends. They wanted to give us money.
Yeah. They're
Why
fine.
Do they know?
Who knows what they're raising money for? But part of it we're getting, I guess.
You got one?
Yeah, I guess there's one that I can do that isn't
Let's do
like...
It.
Some small town in Minnesota.
But you already now you already told us.
Well, I'm saying that's not this. This is okay. Go ahead and ask me questions, I guess, or should
we'll start
I
reading?
Explain?
Read one
sentence, please. Yeah, read a sentence.
Oh,
first.
But it's so simplified. Okay, let's see.
Jaws 3D.
No, it's nothing I can read that doesn't give it away right away. It's very distinct words.
I'm still in Minnesota.
No. I'm going to find a better one.
So you didn't have one.
I thought I did. I like the idea of it, but I can't read.
We find out. No, we find out.
Bob, I can't read.
I just can't.
Why? Why can't you read?
Because every single sentence says exactly what it is.
That's pointless.
It's Exactly. It's Miss Maryland Teen USA. There's like two sentences to it.
Mm.
Can't do much with that.
Miss Maryland Teen USA.
I'm glad you thought that we would be able to get that.
Well,
that was the next thing I was going to guess.
Yeah. You just go down nationality, gender, age.
Would have broken it down for
blah,
us.
Blah, blah. Yeah, yeah. It's easy to break down.
All right, well, click on the next one, man.
All right. This one should be good.
We'll ask questions this time.
A French cinematographer, before his first full-length features, he began assistant to Darius Conji.
How do you say his name?
We need more info.
That's all you
and
have.
He's a filmmaker?
Yeah, and that's the only sentence there is on this article.
That's the only sentence.
So you have.
I cannot name a French film like filmmaker.
Godard.
Jean Godard.
Yeah. What Mike said.
What? What did you say?
Godard.
Jean
Godard.
Godard.
Yeah.
No.
What is it? One that we would actually know, though.
I don't know.
Hmm.
How cultured are you?
Oh, shit!
Oh, that's officially interesting. I mean.
So I'm already out then, right?
Yes, you've been eliminated.
You're all on your own for this one, guys. So who is it? You don't get off that easy, alright? You have to fucking guess this shit.
No, you're all going down.
Does it start with a C?
No, you're out.
It doesn't start with a C?
No C.
Is there a C in the name?
Maybe in one of the names.
Mm. Maybe in one of them.
My friend.
Are there two names or three names?
Like first or last. First or last name. Starts with a C.
Carl.
Christopher.
Christoph.
So we're down to two.
If either of you get this, I'll be amazed.
I'm not gonna get it. If it's not that one guy, I don't know who it is.
How are people being eliminated?
By not guessing right.
Am I out?
You're out.
Yeah.
Wait, so who's left?
I think it's just Alan and Melissa.
Oh, I'm not even in this.
I have no idea.
There's that guy. All the ones I can think of are Italian. It's not Fellini. I'm sure.
No, that's not French.
What's his name?
First of all, when it says
he was
an assistant to Darius Conji. I have no fucking idea who that is.
Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish.
His name is Remy Chevron.
How are we ever gonna get that?
What you guys
we
get
would never,
for Russian
ever
name?
Oh
shit!
He cracked us. He got us.
Why are you like that gif of Elmo in front of the fire
right now? That mad.
These bitter boots right now.
All right, everybody tweet us at That's Not Podcast.
But Jeff, you have something in your beard.
It was popcorn. do we already talk about the weather? The weather?
We did talk about the weather.
Until you find when you find
your
shit.
Should we talk about the weather
again?
Yeah, let's
talk.
Copy
about
that.
Again.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, it's still it rained for a second, but it's cleared up and it's very
The sun went down.
Yeah,
it's
sun
humid.
Went down.
That's not
it's
weather.
Still,
no,
not humid. Do you guys think that your post office is racist?
I've never been to my post office.
You've never been.
Where is the post office around
here? It's on Green and what's
I don't care.
Queen Lane and Green and Queen Lane, actually.
Hmm.
It's a nice post office.
Okay.
You should go.
All right.
Maybe you're
I do have a box that I need to fill. Just some other boxes.
What's in those boxes?
Just some even smaller boxes.
How many boxes in total?
Several boxes.
Have you guys ever tried this? This episode is brought to you by 6 Point Righteous Ale.
Hmm.
6 Point their beers.
Our good friends at Six Point.
Come in small containers, and they're delicious.
I think I got one, guys.
All right, we got
it one. Almost looks like a Red Bull.
It has that kind of shape, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
throw
I thought
it.
That was...
Throw it.
Send it. Okay.
Ship it.
So... First, I'll read the second two sentences. They formed in 1988 and disbanded in 1994. Their jangle pop music is comparable with the music bands of The Feelies, The Chills, and the early sounds of R.E.M.
Yeah.
Are they, can we ask questions?
Mm-hmm.
Are they American?
No.
Are they British?
No.
Are they
Australian?
Are they Swedish?
They are Swedish?
No, they're from the Netherlands.
They've got
not the Dutch. Damn.
Well, you don't say they're not they're Netherlands.
In
Netherlandish.
Yeah.
I guess you could say that.
All right, I need another hint.
Fucking, I want to.
Paula, what is this?
Okay, so. Barefoot and Pregnant was their first album, released in 1990.
The Dutch Cranberries.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't really think I know many.
The album contains 10 tracks, of which Rebecca, in parentheses, You're Gonna Be Alright, was the first single.
Is it a band that we have probably heard of?
I don't know, I just figured maybe you might.
Because we're all...
Because you look how many records you have. I was thinking...
Is it a band you've heard of?
No.
How many words long is their name?
Two words.
Does die.
The something.
The something.
Is it the Rebeccas?
Mm-mm.
Is it the Dutch?
No.
Is there any more sentences you can read?
Let's see.
What were the names?
Can you
the
spell
members?
Their name?
Oh my god, their names are Theo De Jong, Joan Hugesmeistra.
Hoobastank.
Oh my god.
No, the Hoobastank.
Yeah, oh yeah, the
that's Hoobastank. It, you guys got it. Good job. I might just give it to you guys. Yeah, because this one might not be.
Yeah, maybe.
No,
yeah.
The Serenes.
I don't know.
What is that word? Oh,
Serene.
like the tennis player.
I thought it was like Serena Gomez.
Serena Gomez.
Serena.
Yeah, that's a good one. Serena Gomez, write that down on your notes.
Yeah.
He's taking minutes. All right, pass it over. You want to go or not?
I guess.
Cheer up.
I'm going to take
that'll
this opportunity
the full round.
To use the bathroom.
We have a break in the flow here, everybody. It's time for... Who's in the bathroom?
It's my turn.
Who wants to take a guess? Anybody?
I think Mike just said he's going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I did hear that.
I overheard him saying
it's
that.
It's a hint. Mike just got up and said he was going to the bathroom. I personally, my back turned. I didn't see him go in. But
yeah, he could have just closed the door and gone anywhere.
Yeah. Tweet us at That's Not a Podcast to find out who actually is in the bathroom. Ba ba da ba ba.
This
I already saw this one, so I can't go.
Oh, you saw this?
But you should do it. I would love.
If you already saw it,
just do it.
I couldn't not. It was Paul Tompkins, though.
It was.
Oh.
Would have been good. Sorry. I'll angle myself.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Paul F. Tompkins.
PFT.
Anybody have anything they
want to say? Finding an article as a candidate for this is harder than you might think.
Yes.
That's full of stuff.
That's what happens when you just come up with a segment on the spot.
Yeah.
Weren't we already doing a segment?
There was something else going on before this game.
It's a Canadian middle school college.
It was pointless. It was.
Yeah, it was pointless.
Oh,
okay,
was
I don't know who this is. I think that guy might
It definitely helps if you know. I was just thinking that It was a popular band. The Serenes.
We should just listen to the Serenes for the rest
of
the
night. Someone cue that shit up, man.
Yeah, put on that Dutch music.
What was their,
Yo, Siri.
Yo, what was the name of their album? I'm a Pregnant Baby.
In the summertime.
I'm going to find them for us right now. Thank you. This episode is sponsored by YouTube.
So I'm going to take... No, never mind.
Serene. How do you spell Serenes?
S-E-R-E-N-E-S.
Yeah. So when I heard that word, I imagined it spelled S-U-R-R-E-A-N. And I was like, I don't know that word.
Serenes?
I was like, oh wait, Serenes.
It's some kind of weird French
word.
They're right, it's Jangle Pop.
Totally.
This episode of That's Not Interesting has been brought to you by Wikipedia.
I got it.
The Jurist and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Invented Wikipedia.
Inventing Wikipedia since 1942. Please send all complaints, questions, and letters to notpodcast@twitter.com.
Oh, there's another one.
I got one. They consist primarily of the descendants of the elite Ottoman Janissary Corps and the Ottoman era converts to Islam from Greek Macedonia, e.g., Valhades, Crete.
Something about Tim
and
Eric?
Anatolia in the Pontic Alps, Pontic Greeks. They are currently found mainly in West Turkey and northeastern Turkey. And cars.
Cars? As in vehicles?
No, it looks like it's a place.
Oh. And so that's
it's definitely
it's
place.
Not
city in northeast Turkey.
Steering wheels. Turkey. Karachi? No, it's Pakistan, isn't it?
These are
people.
People.
Like it's not
there's
Kurds.
Oh, there's people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
These are people.
Mm-hmm.
Kurds.
Descendants of the elite Ottoman Janissary Corps and the Ottoman era converts to Islam.
James?
What a title. My God. Who's your dad? Wow. Since you're asking.
I need more information.
Mamluks?
I don't know what that word is.
I don't know if they're an ethnic group.
Is this something we've heard of?
Maybe.
Where are they from again?
Centrally.
Greece.
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 Okay.
Macedonians?
They're Greeks.
Greeks.
Staring us right in the face the whole time.
Holy
was that
shit.
The answer?
I think we have.
Well, there's the second part. Their Greek is the first part, and
Greek.
The second part is the religion that they belong to.
Greek Muslims.
I said James.
Coptic?
No.
Oh, wait.
Zoroastrian?
I didn't mean to, but I read it in the sentence.
Greek, well, read it again.
Greek Muslims.
Yeah, it's Greek Muslims.
Oh,
there you go. Nice.
All the clues were there, guys.
Alright, since this will round out the. I think we've hit peak not interesting. I'm telling you, man, this has been rough.
This game is fun. For us, it's probably not fun to listen to.
There might be alienating a couple of viewers or listeners. We're filming this, right? There's cameras.
Forgot about it. Yeah.
Can there seriously be that this many things on
there's
Wikipedia?
So many
it's hard to find
things
that are not
yeah.
interesting at all. That are not even that are so not interesting that they're not even they don't even qualify for interesting.
Are we saying they're pointless?
To be,
pointless? Are there pointless Wikipedia pages?
So there may. Wow. Okay. I think I found something here. This is known in Japan as a little bit of. Wait, I can't.
A little bit country, a little bit rock and roll.
That's interesting. I didn't know that existed.
Tag that one for later. Bookmark that page.
So, like, some of this stuff isn't even, like, words that I know. I'm not a smart person.
Well, it's I don't know if that's the case. There's just a lot of stuff on Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just narrow it down? Like stuff that's appropriate for the podcast?
Try typing that.
How do we send that request in?
So I have a subtopic while we're waiting for Jeffrey. Is what the fuck was he doing in Detroit?
Talk about it. I've been to Detroit 3 times.
Why?
3 times?
The 2 of them are real, and then one's the one that's told in the story.
Does Jeff have business contacts there?
Family, maybe?
Are you raising a family?
Second.
Is that
where
your family is?
Answer the question. I mean,
it's directed at you.
You're pregnant.
Again?
that's not going to be good. I was in Detroit on business. Yeah. And why does anyone go anywhere, you know?
Why does anyone go anywhere? It's almost
what's the point?
Pointless.
I was in Detroit because
business.
The previous time I was in Detroit, I stopped at a KFC, not because I wanted to eat the food, but because I had to do a number 2, and that was the most convenient and presumably clean place.
You went all the way to Detroit
to do a number 2
at KFC.
Yes, and a friend I was with.
He can only do a number 2.
KFC here was closed.
That is so specific.
Basically, I took one of their plastic knives and threatened somebody with it, so that after I had finished my number 2, I had a lot of energy, so I threatened this person.
This is part of your business
this
trip?
Is,
like,
this is
like,
the process.
You're like going to work.
He was doing his business.
Working at KFC after.
No, by the way, I'm still clicking through things here. I have one, but I'll finish the story first. My friend that I was with, I threatened him with a plastic butter knife, right?
From KFC.
After I had taken my glorious number 2 that made me re-energized. And basically what happened was, you know, apparently that was a quiet night in Detroit. And that was the only pseudo-crime that had been committed. So,
yours?
So, yeah.
You got arrested?
I basically got arrested.
In Detroit.
At KFC.
For dropping heat.
For threatening someone with a plastic knife, and I was
Jeff, that's fucking nuts.
I was on the plane to go to my trial hearing, so that's why I was in Detroit. And
the first and second time,
the third time, the first and second time, I'm not going to tell you.
The third time you lied about, though. You
yeah,
said
and,
that before you began the story.
I also lied about the getting arrested part. The other stuff, was
you know
all
what?
True.
Oh my god, Jeff, that like hits so close to home. One of my worst fears is becoming like an anonymous Florida man, like like a homeless person. You know, like that's my worst fear is becoming that person.
That is the name of this episode, Anonymous Florida Man. Please write that down.
You know what?
No, but that kind of stuff can happen, like on a diet.
To anybody, you know. I mean, you can buy wet by accident on the street, and somehow...
You can what?
You can, like, buy wet.
Buy wet?
You buy wet. Like,
what?
Laced
by what?
Marijuana.
Oh,
I don't know what that word meant by that word.
Oh, there's a lesson. Yeah, there's a lesson there, you know? It's like, you never know what's going
to
happen.
No, but that's why I'm always very... I try, and I'm not perfect in any way, but I try to be very kind to people who are on down and out, and like asking for you know, you got a dollar for something, you know, because I mean, you don't know what could have happened to them.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they threatened somebody, maybe they had a really great poop in KFC, but
maybe
you know,
they
didn't get us lucky. Yeah, I mean, anything could have happened, so you just, you know, help out your fellow man because everyone and woman and otherwise, because you never know.
And non binary,
yeah, and that, I mean, all around, you know, because you never know what people could possibly be going through.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's going through.
Especially if they've had an encounter with the anonymous Florida man.
Yeah.
Right?
Anonymous Florida man attacks poop-crazed anarchist in Detroit KFC. So anyway, all right. So
that was really beautiful, Jeff.
Thank you.
Appreciate
that. You know, just help each other out. That's all it's all about. New Zealand-based comedy duo composed of musicians Brett.
Flight of the Conchords.
Holy shit!
Wow.
What other one? Yeah. What other
I didn't know they were from. I never watched them.
It's a
wonder.
It's a wonder. All right,
that's not fair. I gotta do that again. Anyway, do you have any other questions about my trip to Detroit?
No.
I think we know.
Yeah.
I did. I slept on a porch, like outside, and I heard a lot of violence. It was weird.
Did it feel good stabbing
your friend? Oh, I just passed
something
called the original Rabbit
knife.
Foot Spasm Band, a 7-piece blues, rhythm and blues band based in Oxford, England. The band played original material influenced by 1920s and 30s jazz and 1940s jump blues. So, that's not podcast interesting. Come forever.
Congratulations.
I think this episode's been about an hour long.
Visit us on the web at That's Not Interesting Podcast.com at twitter.geocities.com/index3.html.
Hashtag Redbubble. Do you guys have any fear of numbers? Any particular numbers that you're afraid of?
No.
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
How many are you afraid of?
Multiple.
How many numbers am I holding up?
Zero. I used to think I was afraid of the number 13.
It would have been
that kind of a reverence for it.
Mm.
I find it.
It's just like in terms. It's like kind of spooky, kind of spooky
number. Yeah, but
it's
not like very predictable.
I think zero is the most terrifying one.
Zero.
Yeah.
It's where we're all headed.
Yeah. All right, let's finish this episode.